So here we are at AirVenture 2018 on Attitude Adjustment. I am Amy Labota, your host, and I have with me Abby and Lauren from JSFirm.com, and they know where the jobs are in aviation. Abby, Lauren, thank you so much for being on Attitude Adjustment today. How's AirVenture been for you?
First of all, thanks for having us, Amy. We always enjoy doing this, and AirVenture 2018 is off to an amazing start. Lauren and I just got on site on Tuesday, and we haven't stopped since.
Oh, my gosh. So tell me, what is going on with the job fair? What is going on with jobs in aviation? This is crazy. I saw what Boeing put out this week.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, it's definitely a job seeker's market. There is such a need for pilots and aircraft mechanics, and it's just, we see it all day over in the Career and Education Center. And this year is EAA's third year for having their week-long career fair. We have over 30 companies participating. The majority of them are where we are, but some of the bigger ones, like Textron, they're participating from their booth. And we have just seen, Laura can speak to it too, we've seen so much traffic coming through and people coming in with resumes and just ready to talk to the airlines and the schools that are on site as well.
That's exciting. Lauren, give me an example of who's looking for people right now.
We actually, right beside us, we have Endeavor Air, and there is Piedmont Airlines and GoJet. So all those companies are kind of in the Education and Career Center today. So everyone's there.
Yep. And they're looking for pilots. They're looking for aircraft mechanics. They are looking for avionics, engineering. It is just across the board.
Well, Boeing's projection said that we needed hundreds of thousands of flight attendants even.
It's the industry as a whole is just seeing the shortage now. And so JS Firm, what we are trying to do to help is partner with affiliations and associations like AOPA, EAA, Sun and Fun, with different schools to promote at the grassroots level. And we're doing this by creating scholarships and making donations. This week in our booth at C30, we have a giant map in our booth. And for every pin on our map, we're making a donation to the Young Eagles on Saturday, up to $3,000.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of flying.
It's a lot of flying, and it's really cool, and people are so excited about it, and they're more than happy to pin where they're from. And actually, a side note, the only state we haven't seen yet is Maine. We have no one pinned from Maine, but we've got every other state in the country.
All right. Did you hear that out there in EAA Radio Land? And we know EAA Radio Land extends incredibly far, about 30 miles in every direction. We need someone from Maine.
Actually, if you can come from Maine and come to our booth and say that you heard this interview, we will take you to lunch on jsfirm.com. We need to fill our map. We just need one from Maine so we can say we hit every state.
Oh, that's very, very exciting.
Yeah.
And it really speaks to your commitment and understanding of the EAA Young Eagles program.
Absolutely. In addition to Sun and Fun, we're trying to take the approach at the high school and college level just to get in front of kids, you know, before they pick a career path and try to not push them, but let them know what opportunities are available in the industry. And it's been great. It's an exciting time. It's a little scary because of the shortage, but it's exciting to kind of be a little bit of a force pushing, you know, making a push.
I understand completely. Now, when we were speaking before about companies that are participating, I heard a lot of regional airline in there. Is that a particular place where there's a true shortage? Because, you know, we're still arguing this point as to whether there's a shortage of pilots or is it a shortage of qualified pilots or pilots who are A2Ps who want to work in aviation. But at the regional level, they actually cancel flights.
They're canceling flights. And I think where the regionals are struggling is the majors are swiping those pilots up. As soon as they get their times and their minimums, you know, they're going to American, JetBlue, Southwest, which is awesome, but it's leaving that deficit in the regionals. So I know even locally where we live in Pittsburgh, those guys are going into Pittsburgh Institute of Aeronautics, and they're trying to get maintenance professionals. They're going to high school career fairs. They're going everywhere. So also with JS Firm, we have a new feature called Student Recruit, where we're traveling to different colleges. We're going in. We're waving the jsfirm.com flag. We're letting them know we're a free resource and encouraging the students before they graduate. Get on JS Firm. Get your resume on, and you'll have companies calling you before you graduate because the shortage is that real.
Lauren, tell us a little bit about how jsfirm.com works. this resource?
Yeah. So for example, so job seekers, all they have to do is go to our website and they can upload their resume for free. It's completely free to job seekers. And with the student recruit, we have in the drop down in your
school, your college,
yeah, your college, mm-hmm. You're able to select student and then you're able to select whatever college you have went to. There's a giant resource there. And then companies, they advertise their open positions on our website and they have their company profile that tells you everything you need to know about them.
Okay, so you can direct your resume towards a particular company at some point.
You can, not your resume, but within your account, you can choose to follow certain companies. So anytime that company moves, you're going to get an alert that they're hiring.
Okay, terrific. Yeah. Now, do you forward the resumes to the companies then?
The companies actually come in and search themselves. We're really just the middleman and sort of hands off. The companies are advertising and the job seekers are applying. But we don't follow the resumes, the interview process. We're just kind of the source to connect them. And then we step back and let the magic happen.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
That's what I was looking for. The other thing that I'm noticing is that certain regionals are beginning to pay for training, or at least reimburse for training. That's unprecedented.
Absolutely. Not only just pay for training, but even some of the majors are paying for their schooling. And then you only have to commit to them for like 2 or 3 years afterwards, but they're paying for their entire schooling. But, you know, they have to come work for them afterwards.
But that's like $100,000 or more. Are you serious about
this?
They're
there. Mm-hmm. Yep. Especially the regionals. They're going in and that's what they're having to offer.
Wow. So things are changing. Now, the other thing I noticed is there's bonuses, sign-up bonuses. What's that about?
The bonuses in my 4 years with JS Firm, you know, originally when I started, there were none. Maybe 2 years in, it was like, $8,000, $10,000. I've seen some as much as $50,000 right now, and you only have to commit 2 years.
2 years. So you do need to get to your airline transport rating level,
correct,
though. And that's not as easy as it used to be,
no,
is it?
No, it's
are
not.
There scholarships out there for that?
There are. You know, within Women in Aviation, the different organizations, the people that we talk to, there's so many scholarships that actually go unclaimed that people just, they're not applying for them. So I would recommend going to the different, you know, the MBAAs, the HAIs, the Women in Aviation. There's so much scholarship money out there. It's just a matter of finding them, researching them, and applying to them.
We've been speaking with Abby and Lauren from JSFirm.com. They are a job clearinghouse for aviation-oriented jobs. And they've also got a free resume service,
yes,
for students as well.
Absolutely.
To connect them up to companies that they can follow and when they're ready, perhaps get hired by. Abby, Lauren, thank you so much for taking the time to come over and tell us all about it at EAA Radio.
Yeah, thank you, Amy. And again, the career fair is going on all week through Sunday.
And it's located over at the Career and
Education
area,
mm-hmm,
the center over at EAA Air Venture.
Yep, and you just come as you are. The companies know that you're enjoying Air Venture. Come in your flip-flops and your hat, and you're going to get a job.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Thank you, ladies.
Thanks, Amy.